News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is scheduled to talk to Russian President Putin today about possible ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia.
President Trump will speak by phone with Russia's President Putin as he works to secure the other half of a 30-day ceasefire that Ukraine agreed to a week ago. On Trump's agenda, Ukrainian power plants, control of territory, the death toll of soldiers. Trump said many elements of a final agreement have been agreed to, but much remains. Jennifer Jacobs, CBS News, The White House.
Israel is hitting Gaza with new airstrikes after truce talks stall. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzio is following developments in Tel Aviv.
In the early hours after midnight, Israel resumed bombing the Gaza Strip in a clear break from the ceasefire that had been, for the most part, holding since it came into effect on January 19th, nearly 2 months ago. The office of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement saying, from now on, Israel will act against Hamas with increasing military force, and that the IDF presented the operational plan last week and was approved by the government.
Palestinian officials say at least 200 people have been killed. At the White House, National Security Council spokesman Brian Hughes issued a statement saying, quote, Hamas could have released hostages to extend the ceasefire, but instead chose refusal and war. A federal judge has admonished the Justice Department for allegedly disobeying his order to turn around two planes en route to El Salvador that were deporting alleged gang members. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez says the judge wants more information on the action by midday Tuesday.
Advocates say that is a slippery slope, and they are concerned that due process here is being violated and that people are being removed solely because of tattoos or mere speculation.
A Houston area midwife is the first person to be arrested and charged under the near total abortion ban in Texas.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announces on social media the first ever arrest of an abortion provider under that state's 2022 ban on the procedure. Maria Margarita Rojas is charged with the illegal performance of an abortion in Houston, a second degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reporting. March Madness revs up tonight with the first games of the 2025 men's NCAA tournament.
There are two first four play-in games on tap in Dayton, Ohio, starting with a couple of 16th seeds. Alabama State will tip off against St. Francis of Pennsylvania. The winner will face top-seeded Auburn in the opening round Thursday night, and the second game has the 11th seeds. North Carolina playing San Diego State. The winner of that one moves on to play Ole Miss in round one.
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz. U.S. shoppers stepped up their spending a bit in February, says the Commerce Department. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I finally had enough of carrying around those extra pounds. I knew I needed to lose weight. I can't tell you how much better I feel and how much more energy I have. PhD Weight Loss is making that happen. I've lost 30 pounds without pills, shots, or gimmicks. When you've had enough, they can make it happen for you. Start now. Call PhD Weight Loss, 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com and tell them Lamar sent you.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember?
Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A new salvo in the battle between Coke and Pepsi as Pepsi buys a rival.
PepsiCo is acquiring soda brand Poppi for nearly $2 billion.
Stop spiraling. Get a Poppi.
Get a Poppi.
Get a Poppi.
Poppi was founded as a healthy alternative to traditional sodas, combining prebiotics, fruit juice, and apple cider to craft a low-calorie soda. And it took off.
Hi, Sharks. I'm Allison Ellsworth.
And I'm Stephen Ellsworth.
After the husband-wife pair behind it were on CNBC's Shark Tank in 2018. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Coca-Cola recently launched its own probiotic brand called Simply Pop. President Trump visited the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in D.C. Monday. He took a tour and chaired a meeting of its board of directors. Trump fired the previous board, installed loyalists, and made himself chairman. He said he plans to, quote, improve very greatly the Kennedy Center facility and its upcoming artistic programming. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s, strong south winds. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs around 48. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night with a low of 42. Rain and thunder for Wednesday and a high near 55. Rain mixing with snow Wednesday night, 31. It's 48 at our studios.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord.
I mean. Oh, you gotta
treat her like
a lady.
Like you gotta treat her like.
of tears from my eyes.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Why?
News. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Bob, Yeah.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
WRJN.
No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel has bombarded Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip with the airstrikes killing at least 235 Palestinians, including women and children, according to Palestinian hospital officials. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo is in Tel Aviv, and he tells us Prime Minister Netanyahu blames Hamas for stalled hostage release talks.
Shortly after we received the initial reports of airstrikes from our team, the office of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement saying he and Defense Minister Israel Katz had instructed the Israel Defense Forces to, quote, act forcefully against Hamas after the group repeatedly refused to release hostages and rejected offers received from President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and from mediators in Doha.
Hamas says Netanyahu is using war in Gaza as a political lifeboat. President Trump and Russian President Putin will have a phone meeting Tuesday to see if a deal can be made to get ceasefire talks with Ukraine underway. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Stephen Pfeiffer sees stark challenges.
I worry that in